The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Coffee with Clarissa on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Coffee with Clarissa. ACCA Singapore actively seeks to ensure that accountancy as a profession grows in reputation and influence through ongoing research developments and taking progressive stances on global financial issues. Its latest project, Machine Learning, More Science Than Fiction, is a report which highlights how new tech developments have massive potential for accountants everywhere. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Joseph Alfred, Head of Policy and Technical for ACCA Singapore, to tell us more about this report and what it means for modern accounting and how artificial intelligence is set to revolutionise the industry in a major way. Good afternoon, Joseph, and welcome to the show.
So thanks for having me.
It is absolutely my pleasure. Now, for the benefit of those unfamiliar with the term machine learning, explain it for us.
Sure. So in order to understand machine learning, maybe we just do a little bit of brief history of what how AI was before 2010, 2011. Mm-hmm. Basically, AI has been around for a long time. In fact, MIT set up its AI lab in 1959, and this was based on what we call rules-based AI. Mm-hmm. In 1997, when IBM's Deep Blue beat Kasparov in chess, right? Mm-hmm. They were using rules-based AI, which relied on a large library of content, you know. But thereafter, AI went into a demise, right? But in recent years, there was a resurgence. Mm-hmm. Why? I mean, why a resurgence? There was actually an incident in 2016 that exemplifies, you know, actually what happened. And what happened in 2016 was actually Google's DeepMind beat a Korean AlphaGo champion. Now, Go is supposed to be the most complex game that humans have devised in history.
Right.
So this particular DeepMind of Google's actually beat this champion using what we call machine learning. So machine learning is different from the rules-based AI. Machine learning means that you program a machine to self-learn, right?
I see.
And to make its own inferences from the data that it sees. So, of course, there are different types of machine learning. You've got supervised learning and you've got unsupervised learning. Unsupervised learning, the machine is a little bit more creative, a little bit more free to make its inferences.
Whereas, a lot of movies about that kind of learning.
Exactly. And it's quite, I mean, yeah, we won't go into that until later maybe. Yeah. So basically, for the supervised learning, you give some guidance to the machine. Like, you know, for example, some examples or some label, what you call labeled inputs and so on and so forth. So this report is about machine learning. And the report actually comes in the context of our quarterly themes, the ACC quarterly themes. And in this particular quarter, we're talking about the power of digital. The power of digital to transform organizations, people, and so on and so forth. So report just came out. And basically, the objective of the report was to really generate awareness among accountants about AI and about machine learning. And if you look at the statistics, if you look at the data that came out from this particular report, which relied on a survey from about 2,000 ACC members across 111 countries, it shows that only about 31% had a basic understanding of AI and machine learning.
Right.
But definitely, I think everybody would agree that AI and machine learning will become more and more important to all industries and definitely to the accountancy sector also. So one of the questions that we asked actually is, you know, whether they thought that AI was real in the sense that, you know, is it hype or is it real, you know? So the general response was currently 26%. They say, if you ask me today, I'll say 26% is like 26% of respondents say, yeah, it is real today. You know, so the majority actually didn't feel that it was really, you know, real and it was hype. But we asked another question in another way to sort of ask them, you know, in 3 years' time, do you think AI and, you know, will be real, you know, to you and to your organizations? And basically, you know, about 58% said basically yes. So the percentage has more than double in about 3 years' time. So I think that is something that that is very peculiar to AI, because unlike other technologies like RPA, you know, robotic process automation,
right,
or analytics, you can't see it because it's occurring in the background.
Right.
A lot of times it occurs in the background, and it's a very advanced, complex kind of technology, mm-hmm, where you may not immediately understand it, you know. So I think, in fact, everybody knows Amazon and Google are using AI, but, you know, a lot of people, I mean, the majority would not even be aware of it.
We won't know how it affects us unless it becomes invasive.
Of course. So, you know, I mean, when it impinges on our privacy, maybe we take notice of it.
Sure.
But generally, we are not aware of it. And that is why this report is so important, in the sense that we want to create that awareness.
Right.
You know?
Okay, so this report creates the awareness. You've got your members thinking, okay, it's not real now, but in 3 to 5 years... They think it'd be more real within their world. So what does that mean to accountancy?
Yeah, so basically, you know, in 5 years' time, it is my prediction. You can quote me if you want to, but it is just my estimation that the majority of bookkeepers will no longer be human bookkeepers. It'll be robotic bot keepers, robot or bot keepers,
sure,
you know. In fact, Xero, a technology company in the accountancy space, is already using machine learning to account code incoming data for accounting purposes. So it is already taking hold. It's just a matter of time where other accounting softwares also incorporate machine learning into it.
Sure.
But if you really want to understand what the impact of machine learning is on accountants, is to really look at those technologies that accountants are already using, are beginning to use now, particularly in two areas, analytics and robotic process automation.
Mm-hmm.
So in analytics, basically, you have a ton of data to actually analyze. And, you know, data has been growing exponentially. How is an accountant going to sort through all this data and make sense of it?
Sure.
So you need the help of a machine. So that's what exactly is happening. And analytics, basically, you know, if you're a CFO, you will need to use, analytics to make sense of the, you know, what's happening to the company and report to the board. If you're a tax accountant, you may use tax analytics. If you are an accountant involved in risk management, you would need risk analytics. If you're evaluating internal controls, you'll be using control analytics. So analytics are different types of analytics. And all this, you know, as data grows, right, exponentially, right, you need to make sense of all this. And you can't use just a rule-based program. You want to use...
You need AI.
You need specifically machine learning, or what we call deep learning,
right,
in order to make sense, especially for larger companies, I'll say.
We are speaking to Joseph Alfred, Head of Policy and Technical for ACCA Singapore. This is interesting, though, because it opens up two questions in my mind. One, how do the people feel about this? The people, as in you said bookkeeping will become, you know, robotics. That means people who are bookkeepers today might not have a job tomorrow.
Sure.
So how does that affect them? Do they need to upskill? You know, what do they need to do to retain their jobs in accountancy? That's one. Two, does that mean accountants of the future need to also have a minor degree in computing or AI?
Okay, so basically, automation has been going on for a very long time,
sure,
for more than a century.
Mm-hmm.
So every time some process is automated, somebody goes out of a job.
Sure.
But because of the automation, a new job is created,
mm-hmm,
new skill sets are created. So, it's really how many jobs are lost versus how many jobs are created. So
sure.
long as the number of jobs are created are more than the number of jobs which are lost,
mm-hmm,
we are still good. Economy will
sure
still be doing well. So I think basically this automation anxiety, as what people sometimes term it, you know, is real. Right?
Sure.
But what we need to do is really to bring the awareness of changes that are going on. And that is what's happening in this ACCA report. We are trying to generate awareness in order for people to start transforming their skill sets right now.
Right.
Right? So basically, I mean, 30 years ago, there was no handphone. But nowadays, everybody's using handphone even when they're crossing the road. So basically, you know, all this technology will become like part and parcel of normal life, you know. So, yeah.
Which leads me to my question. As an accountant in the future, does that mean you also need a degree in computing or AI?
Yeah, so basically, all subjects are fusing, not only accountancy, but all subjects are fusing with IT, with technology and so on and so forth.
Sure.
So, you know, some polytechnics in Singapore are already providing diplomas with, you know, some with a technology, like a double degree kind of thing.
Sure.
You know, so, yeah, I mean, it is becoming more important. And ACC itself has introduced analytics into its qualification. Mm-hmm. And there's a very, very strong emphasis on technology. In fact, we are also creating a lot of what we call professional development courses for our current accountants mm-hmm. on robotics, on a little bit of coding and so on and so forth.
Sure.
You don't need to become an expert because...
But you need to be conversant.
Yeah, you need to be familiar with it.
Yep.
But your own skills as an accountant, your knowledge of business, your business acumen, the things that you learn from accounting are still relevant. So you need to really upgrade them to contextualize it in a digital era, basically. You know, ready for Industry 4.0.
Okay. We are speaking to Joseph Alfred, Head of Policy and Technical for ACCA Singapore. Now, I have an interesting question. I mean, I hinted at it much earlier in the interview when you were talking about rules-based AI versus that deep learning, machine learning, and it's allowed to, and there's two kinds of that. There's
supervised and unsupervised.
Unsupervised learning. What are the ethics of that? What are the dangers of unsupervised learning in AI?
Okay, that's a very good question. Because in 2016, I don't know why 2016, I'm talking about 2016, but it seems to be a very popular year.
Was it a big year for you,
yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. So in 2016, Microsoft actually introduced a robot called Tay, T-A-Y, mm-hmm. right? And it was basically machine learning, unsupervised machine learning,
sure.
And it was on the web. And basically what happened was, overnight, this robot, from a very innocent robot, it became a racist and, you know, sexist robot. You know, and the reason for this is, you know, machine learning is comparable to, you know, how a baby learns. You know, when a baby comes into the world, right, it just looks at data and the brain makes those connections, mm-hmm. you know, and it slowly learns. So what happened was there were a lot of web surfers and all who came and taught it the wrong things. So just like a you know, a child who mixes up with the wrong
people,
company,
yeah.
Right, becomes a bad child. So in the same way, these robots can also become bad robots. And can you imagine 1,000 robots, let's say, spreading fake news?
Sure.
Right? During the elections.
So then, which leads to the question, unsupervised machine learning.
So basically, you have to sort of, okay, control the inputs also in a
so
sense.
So it can't be completely unsupervised.
So this thing about bias, right, mm-hmm. is you know, bias not only in machine learning but generally in AI has a lot of governments are also thinking about it. In fact, the Singapore government through its Personal Data Protection Commission,
sure.
actually issued an AI governance model earlier this year in January 2019, mm-hmm. right, to guide, you know, developers and so on and so forth in developing AI applications, you know. So one of the principles that they say that AI developers must follow is that it must be human-centric. In other words, the robot shouldn't be taught to kill the, you know, the master, you know. So it has to be trained.
Again, I say there are movies about this on exactly this theme.
Yeah. So, another principle is that AI should be efficient, transparent,
sure.
fair. And so there are guiding principles and in fact, Google and, you know, all the big companies, all the big technology companies, they've got ethics boards and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So ethics is a very, very critical part. In fact, 2017, we issued a research report on ethics in the digital environment. So we anticipate all these issues, not to talk about driverless cars. And so, I mean, there's a whole list of ethical issues that need to be addressed. Yeah.
Sure. And you brought up the government. The government is embracing technology. It wants us to move forward and, sure. and be very technologically advanced and all of us be very technologically conversant. Mm. So what do you think you need to do so that you get your accountants of today to embrace this technology that will be everywhere tomorrow?
Okay, technology, as you said, is everywhere. Mm. Actually, not tomorrow. Today is already.
Okay, yes, that's true.
It's everywhere. And everybody is using technology, whether they're aware of it or not. You know, everybody is using it. You know, as what I mentioned before, I mean, if you're using a phone, 30 years ago, there was no smartphone.
And 85 but everybody year olds is using their smartphones today.
Exactly. Yes. So I think what we call creeping technology, I mean, it just creeps on you day after day, incrementally.
Sure.
And you're just immersed in a sea of technology. So I think, but your question, I think, basically is how do we get a professional accountants, right, to become more familiar with technology? A lot of them are already actually familiar with technology.
Sure.
But in addition to that, of course, we are producing all these reports. We produced a report on blockchain previously also.
Mm-hmm.
So as the technologies emerge, we try to educate accountants and also contextualize the technology for the accountancy sector. That sure. is. And of course, we have training courses, we have professional development courses and so on and so forth. ACCA actually has a robotics course coming up this month for accountants. So I think, and we have conferences and things like that for years, you know. In 2012, in fact, we released our report on the drivers of change, which basically tells accountants around the world what's coming up, technology trends, and so on and so forth. And many other professional accountancy bodies, and many big accounting firms like the Big Four firms, they have been also issuing reports. So there's a lot of awareness being generated. But in daily life, technology, I mean, everybody is going to the cloud. So everybody needs to know about the cloud. I mean, as you work, robotic process automation is being applied currently. I mean, in tandem with the ERP, what we call enterprise, organization wide enterprise risk systems, and so on and so forth. So I think, it's just like a fish in the water.
You can't ignore it, can you?
I mean, it's like a fish in the water, right? You can't ignore the water, right? I mean, you have to breathe in the water, you know.
Okay. So what is next for ACCA?
What is next for ACCA? I mean, really to... Really to set up this framework, you know, of courses, of professional development courses, of research material that will help upgrade the accountancy sector. Not only in Singapore, we are actually in more than 100 countries, you know, 180 countries.
Sure.
So I think we have a global mission to make sure that, you know, that accountants around the world are ready for Industry 4.0, as it were,
right,
to embrace technology. But not to forget the inherent strengths of being an accountant, you know, the business knowledge and so on and so forth. You know, one of the, what do you call it, limitations of AI is, I mean, one of the things we talked about is ethical considerations, which humans are still a bit ahead of robots.
Sure.
And the other thing is what we call contextual understanding. Now, the AI that I've been talking about, even machine learning, is what I call a narrow AI. That means it's applicable to one particular application.
Right.
You know, like when Deep Blue beats, you know, the chess champion.
We're
only talking about chess, you know.
Right.
So far, there's been no convincing case of an AI, you know, comparing with a normal human intelligence, you know, who has a general, in terms of general intelligence.
Sure.
So I think contextual understanding is still very important. And that's where humans are still important. CFOs are still important. Accountants are still important. And that's where maybe the strength of an accountant is, you know, to have that wide perspective, So having that wide perspective, you can work, you know, as partners with robots, with AI who work on the narrow aspects of things.
Mm-hmm.
And as a team, they can do a better job.
Okay, that sounds great. And it also sounds like I might need to have you on the show again to talk about how that's going.
Sure, it'll be a pleasure.
Thank you very much,
Thank
Joseph
you.
Alfred.
Thank you, Clarissa.
Head of Policy and Technical for ACCA Singapore. On Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.